We want to check in on the ice storms that have been debilitating states from Texas to Ohio. Hundreds of flights canceled, thousands of residents without power. In Arlington, Texas, there's been one fatality because of icy roads. Joe Lundberg is the veteran AccuWeather.com forecaster and meteorologist at the AccuWeather headquarters in State College, Pennsylvania. And Joe, we understand the storm that's been sweeping Texas is heading to Pennsylvania.
It really is. I mean, it's been affecting Texas and up into southeastern Oklahoma and parts of Arkansas, even southernmost Missouri, overnight and into the morning hours. And it's now just continuing to expand its tentacles all the way up across portions of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. And it's now starting to cause some icing problems in portions of Pennsylvania as well.
Well, and you have a way of describing these storms. If last Friday was Black Friday, this is now Black Ice Friday in some parts of the country with this ice storm. How do you characterize an ice storm?
To me, ice is the most despicable form of precipitation known to mankind because you can't get any traction on it. I mean, at least with snow, you can throw some treatment on it, you can get some traction on it, and you can get places. But ice, it's just one big sheet of ice that you skate around on. You can't walk on it, you can't drive on it. It's just impossible.
It also becomes so weighty. According to some meteorologists like yourself, if you have just a quarter of an inch of ice accumulation, it can turn into 500 pounds of weight on a span of line between poles.
Think about that. That's a tremendous amount of weight. That's like putting, three adult males on a power line, that's stretched out between two poles, and that's just going to cause those poles to start bending a little bit. The lines are going to sag. I mean, those wires are not very thick. They're not made to withstand that kind of weight.
Yeah, and we're seeing the pictures of, again, these lines brought down, the poles come down, the trees come down, everything starts to come down because of the weight. But put this in some kind of context for us. We've had other severe ice storms. I'm looking back at 1998, 4 million people left without power, 25 people killed by falling ice. If you have one of those roofs that is illegal in some parts of New England, watch out for when that ice that was frozen then starts to melt and the whole sheet comes off. Fires that are set by collapsing electrical units. So we see that storm in 1998, total damage about $1 billion. Put this storm, which you're still watching, but what is your sense of where this falls?
I suspect that this is going to rank up there because of its far-reaching nature. I mean, we've got ice storm conditions from central and north Texas up into portions of Oklahoma, particularly Arkansas, heavily populated areas of western and northern Tennessee, and that's going to be expanding up into Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, this is just only one of two storms that we're going to be dealing with in the next 3 days. There's another one that will be developing Saturday night into Sunday, and it, too, is going to lay down more ice across portions of the Tennessee and particularly Ohio valleys and into the interior mid-Atlantic and northeast. So it's going to be a 1-2 combination of ice storms that is really going to cause a disruption to the power grid across much of the country.
Well, and people might remember the ice storm of 2008, one and a quarter million homes, businesses without power here in the northeast. That, at the time, was said to be the worst storm of the decade in this area. State of emergency in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, parts of Maine, and today Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe declared a statewide emergency in that state, and it's primarily to keep people off the road so they don't tangle with this ice. Serious stuff. Joe Lundberg, again, AccuWeather.com forecaster and meteorologist, there at their headquarters in State College, Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.